This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute is out with a new Simon Review. We thought we'd talk about it with the visiting professor, John Jackson. John, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
The Simon Review takes a look at a pretty significant period of time. We're talking about 11 or 12 years here of the Simon poll, the questions that have been asked and the trends that you've found within them. Is there anything major that you think stands out? What's the commonality here?
Well, you're right. It's 12 years worth of statewide polling, 15 polls. It gives you not only a snapshot across those years, but kind of a motion picture. The last time we wrote this comparable paper was in 16. We were in the middle of the depths of no budget, gridlock. We wrote that one and entitled it The Roots of Gridlock. And we documented where this problem came from. That is, people want their services, but they basically don't want the taxes necessary to pay for it. You get divided government we had then with Governor Rauner versus the Democrats in the legislature. So we had deep gridlock. Now we said gridlock broken question mark, because in this spring term, the General Assembly and the governor pushed through what I think is really a historic amount of legislation, major legislation that will impact this state for years to come. And they got at least some of it done with bipartisan support. So we say things do change at that level, although public opinion itself is pretty slow to change. Most things change incrementally over the years and not as dramatically as we saw in General Assembly this spring.
It seems to me that that question mark is probably the most important part of the title there. There are a lot of people who really wonder, is this still a honeymoon? Are things going to go back to the way they were? Do you see any indication of that?
I do not. I think obviously, the 2020 state legislative races are just around the corner. That could change the composition somewhat, but I can't imagine that the Republicans can take back either the House or the Senate in 2020 unless there were to be a huge backlash against what got done in the spring. And I don't think that's possible. I think most of what got done either had support or people have sort of grudgingly accepted. I would put, for example, the motor fuel tax under that category. As long as gasoline's below $3, I don't think there's a huge backlash that could propel, say, a Republican takeover of the General Assembly. And keep in mind, there were a lot of Republican votes on that capital bill anyway.
There are still a lot of people who are talking about the motor fuel tax, perhaps a change in the way the income tax is calculated. That's something that'll go on the ballot in November of 2020. And they're saying Illinois is still in fiscal trouble and we're being taxed to death. They point to the out-migration of population in Illinois. Clearly, the problems are not solved.
Well, actually, the budget problem is pretty much solved in the immediate sense. We got what most people agree is a balanced budget this year and almost a balanced budget last year. And so I think they've got normal budgeting going on now with the revenue that's coming in. The big fight's going to be going forward to that graduated income tax question. That'll be a huge fight. It's going to attract tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on both sides. It would fundamentally alter the way we do income tax, obviously. It was very popular across all of our polling, 66 to 72%. I would add the codicil there, however, that in the last 2 years, it's still at 66%, but less popular among Republicans than it was. Had more than majority Republican support until the last 2 years, because that's when it became the Pritzker tax. It is still remarkably strong among Republicans, but just below a majority now.
You can check out the Simon Review at the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. You can go to their website to learn more. John, with just about a minute remaining, as you look forward, what happens to that question mark? How do things change over the next 2 to 5, even 10 years?
Well, I think going forward, you've got to get past the 2020 elections. I think it'll be business as usual up through those November of next year elections. Then in January of 21, we will see whether or not Pritzker can continue to govern as he has been able to do so far.
Again, you can get more information by going to the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute's website, The Simon Review, The Climate of Opinion in Illinois, 2008 to 2019. Gridlock broken with that question mark. John Jackson is one of the authors and has helped with the polling for that. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.